Welcome to Reggie Digital.
Hello, humanoids in the digital world. Welcome to the Reggie Digital Podcast. Hey, humanoids in this digital world, are you staying human? Humanoids, wow, I have got my electric bike. Yes, I did. It's the Jetson Bolt Pro. It's a beauty. She's small, compact. She has front and back disc brakes, a rear hub motor. Could get up to 15 miles per hour. Has cruise control. Pedal assist. Built-in LED front light. Handlebars fold down. What else can I say about her? A lot. A lot. You know, there's some pros and cons about this bike. And yeah, I'm going to talk about the pros and cons on this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. And we're going to get right into it right after. Yep, you know what time it is. It's time to pay the bills. I'll be right back, humanoids, and we're going to get into this bike. Okay, humanoids, here we go. The Jetson Bolt Pro. Man, what can I say? Well, I've already said that, but I'm going to tell you what I can say about the Jetson Bolt Pro. First, I'm going to give you guys the cons, right? Number one, the wheelbase is kind of small, which is cool because it's compact and everything. Has 14-inch tires. What I really don't like about the Jetson Bolt Pro is that there is no shock absorption. There is none whatsoever. Every bump, every little hiccup, you're going to feel it. And where are you going to feel it most? In your butt. In your behind. Humanoids. That's right. In your boontang. In your bottom. In your trunk. In your whopper whopper. You going to feel it. Oh my gosh. You going to feel every single bump. It has no cushion whatsoever. The seat is terrible. The seat post is, oh, it is stiff. Oh my gosh. It is so stiff. All right, check this out. If you get it, one thing I like about it is the cruise control. It's full throttle. You know, you can go full throttle or you can pedal assist. But once you hit that throttle and go full throttle and you get top speed and you hit the button and it sets the cruise control and you can just cruise. One thing I have found that on this bicycle, I'm a little more reckless than I am on my Honda Elite gas-powered scooter. And on a regular bicycle, I'm more reckless. And I guess the reason why is because it's small, compact, and when I hit the cruise control and I'm cruising, whenever you hit the brakes, it kills the cruise control. Stops the motor. And once you get, you know, you get that speed going, you don't want to stop it. You just want to keep going. Like I said, I have been living a little more reckless on this bicycle because I've been running stop signs. Yeah, I know. I've been running stop signs. I've just been a little more reckless. And I know it may catch up with me. And sooner or later it will. I have been humanoid. I have been, trust me. I have been being a little more careful because I don't have the proper equipment. And that's one thing I want to stress, humanoids. If you're on a bicycle, electric bike, electric kick scooter, motorcycle, please wear your equipment. Please wear your equipment. Please get you some equipment, especially a helmet. I don't care if you don't get the gloves or anything else. Please get a helmet. A helmet, please, please, please. And make sure they are up to standards, okay? Don't go, oh, this is a nice helmet and it's not a nice price, and you go get it and then come to find out it just looks good and not up to standard, and you get brain damage or something, you know. Make sure it's up to standard, okay? Make sure if you get something like a motorcycle helmet, make sure it's at least DOT certified. Bicycle helmets, make sure they are MIPS, MIPS certified. You know, it's very important. Very, very, very important. Just recently here in my city, a young guy on a electric bike, not really paying any attention, had an accident, and he was in a coma for like a day or two, but he has swelling in his brain and everything, but he's doing a lot better, but his face is still swollen and everything. Please, people, make sure you get the proper equipment. I mean, we're only human, you know, so make sure you get the proper equipment. Some more things I don't like and like about the Jetson Pro. One thing is not Bluetooth compatible. Now, the Jetson Bolt, not the Pro, but the Jetson Bolt, is like a little mini electric scooter. It is Bluetooth compatible. The Jetson Bolt Pro, which is more like a bicycle with pedals, is not Bluetooth compatible. That kind of makes me mad, because I would like to at least download the app and everything. Oh, the brakes. I love the disc brakes on this bike. They stop on a dime, and they're sensitive, very sensitive. You can barely touch them, and I mean, the wheels would not roll. They would come to a complete stop. So if you're not careful, yeah. And if you're going a certain speed and you all of a sudden accidentally hit the front brakes, you're flipping over. Another thing I don't like about it, I have to make wide turns. The wheelbase is so small, and you have to, if you're going at least, you know, some speed and you come to a turn, you got to prepare for it way ahead of time. You know, if not, you're going to end up making a wide turn. I've done that a couple of times and ended up in the opposite lane of traffic, you know. But other than that, I love the Jetson Bolt Pro. I really do, humanoids. I enjoy riding it. Since I got it, I've ridden it every day. I had a job interview. I rode it to the job interview. I've gone to ride it to get lunch, dinner. I've ridden it to get some stuff from the grocery store. I went out to Target the other day, which that's another thing too. The range is supposed to be 15 miles. It just seems like the battery runs down a little quick with me. Maybe it's just me. Second of all, the price. I love the price I got the Jetson Bolt Pro for. It was because it's refurbished. I got it for like $300. Where if you buy it new, which is you go to the website, they are always out of stock. Always out of stock. I know Costco used to sell it. I think Costco is selling another bicycle now about the same price, same size, but it's a DYU. I forgot. Basically, it's the same company. It's just one manufacturer make the bikes, and Jetson sell it. Anyway, they're basically the same bike. They just styled a little different. But they're like $399. So it's the Jetson Bolt Pro. Some places at Costco, I went on their website. They were out of stock also. So if you guys can come across a refurbished or somebody selling one, hey, I suggest you pick it up, get it, because it's a really good bike. It's a really cool bike, and I really feel like you're going to enjoy it. Humanoids. Let me tell you, like I said, man, I've been all over town on my Jetson Bolt Pro. You don't have to have a license. It's electric. It takes about 4 hours to charge it up. Like I said, just this past Thursday, I hopped on it, went to my job interview. I left the job interview. I went to like Walmart and Big Lots, went shopping, got a few things, came home, dropped them off, went downtown. That was about 8 miles altogether. No, I take that back. That was more like 11 miles altogether. All the riding around that I did, yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoy riding the Jetson Bolt Pro. Like I said, I'm gonna start vlogging with the Jetson Bolt Pro. My rides, I'm gonna start vlogging them, and also, hopefully in the near future, I will be getting a more bigger, powerful electric bike, maybe the Onyx RCR or a Super 73, one of those, you know, or maybe something else. Now, here's the thing, the price that I paid for the Jetson Bolt Pro, I probably could have got the mountain bike that Walmart sells for like $359, something like that. But the thing about that is that bike, it's not an attention getter. It just looks like an electric. It just looks like a regular mountain bike, you know, and it is just pedal assist. In order for the electric motor to kick in, you know, it's just pedal assist. My Bolt Pro, I have a throttle, and I love a throttle, man. Yeah, humanoids. I love hitting the throttle. Love hitting the throttle, and just go, you know. So yeah. If you come across a humanoids, I suggest you pick this bike up and give it a try. When you get a chance, go over on YouTube and check out Jetson Bolt Pro. and check out the videos. That's what I did. Before I bought it, I watched just every Jetson Bolt Pro video I could find on YouTube. So, yeah. Humanoids, do your research, check it out. Pretty sure you're gonna like it. And if you do get one, hit me up, let me know. You know, also, some suggestions when you get the Jetson Bolt Pro, since it doesn't have any suspension, get you a suspension seat pole and a suspension seat. Yeah, because like I said, you're going to feel every one of those bumps. Yes, you will. And it don't feel great on your booty bottom. Well, humanoids. Look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my battery. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.